Welcome to Health Matters. I'm Dr. Janine, and today we are talking a bunch of subjects, much of which you have asked me for. So I will be talking about my protocol for thyroid and what to do in the case that your thyroid is having issues, as well as how to remineralize your bones. This is a question that I get a lot. And hyperpigmentation spots on the skin. We'll be talking beauty. We will also be making a lung poultice today, and we'll be talking about how to detoxify, especially if you are a smoker. I'll be talking about beauty tips, so using the K-tape for forehead wrinkles. I'm going to show you how to do that, and talking a little bit about back pain. I want to say hello to everyone who's here today. Thank you for everybody who tuned into the show. Please be sure to comment throughout the show. I love all those hearts that have already come through, as well as if you do have questions, make sure that you do put them in that comment section. We do have our quiz section coming up for the show, and this week we are playing for the VitaTree Thyroid Support. So this is something that we have to thank our great sponsors at VitaTree for allowing this show to help and to be possible in the first place. But this is what we're playing for. And so in the trivia section of the show, all you have to do is do your best to answer the questions. You don't have to get the questions answered correctly. Just do your best and you may be our winner. I want to congratulate last week's winner. It was LizQ702 on Instagram. Congratulations, Liz. I know that you participate every week, so that is fantastic. And you won the VitaTree Stress and Sleep Formula. So thank you for participating. And make sure that you are following Team Dr. Janine. So if you are a winner on TikTok or on Instagram, that we are able to reach out to you. Okay, let's start with thyroid. We're talking about low thyroid. So these are my best 9 tips for hypothyroidism, meaning that your thyroid is sluggish, you're tired, fatigued, maybe you've gained some weight, and you've got those symptoms of low thyroid. And this could be whether you're on the medication or not on the medication. So many of you commented, like thousands of comments on my most recent post on TikTok that went viral, about the fact that, yes, you have the symptoms, and maybe you're on medication or not, your blood work looks normal, and yet you still have the symptoms. So it's really important to support that thyroid. And here are my 9 tips. So tip number 1, fix your leptin resistance. That's something that is very, very important. If you don't know what leptin resistance is, please check out my other content on leptin resistance and why that's so important. That's tied into your insulin functioning as well and your insulin resistance. So that's something that needs to be addressed. Tip number 2 for low thyroid is decrease your EMF exposure as well as your toxic blue light exposure. That's really, really important. We live in an unnatural world now, and because of those EMFs in our environment, the radiation from our devices, from all of those things that we have around us, it's not healthy, especially for our thyroid. Our thyroid is very susceptible to all of that radiation, so that's really important. I have other videos on how to decrease all of that exposure that you have and what you can do to mitigate those risks, so check out those videos. Okay, tip number 3 is get natural sunlight exposure, especially on your thyroid. So ladies, if you wear makeup, if you and guys as well, if you wear sunscreen on your neck, at least in certain parts of the day, you want to have bare skin facing that sun as much as possible. Being outside is usually enough. Early morning sunlight, really important for fixing that thyroid. Midday, you need some of that UVA and UVB. And in the evening, as well as the sun is setting, you're going to get that red and infrared, and those rays are very healing for the thyroid. So make sure you're getting natural sunlight exposure on that thyroid at least in those 3 times a day. Ideally, up to 20 minutes. But, you know, I know that with time constraints and a busy day, you may not be able to do that much, but try to get as much natural sunlight exposure on that thyroid as possible. Okay, tip number 4, do a full body detox. So I'm all about detoxing at least 3-4 times a year at the change of each season. I'm due to start my detox probably next week. I just finished one, you know, a month ago. It's time for me to do my next full body detox. And I take herbal medicines to be able to detox my internal organs, all the internal organs, really important for your thyroid health. Tip number 5 is have enough iodine-rich foods and a lot of foods that are very rich in minerals. So this is seafood is top of the list in terms of healthy foods for your thyroid. Tip number 6 is increase that hydrotherapy on your thyroid. So I actually have specific videos on how to do this. So doing hot and cold compresses on the thyroid is something great that you can really help to get that thyroid, especially if it's sluggish, to get things moving and working more appropriately. And number seven on the list is to include some specific herbal medicines that can actually help with the leptin signaling, with your balancing your blood glucose levels and your insulin resistance, but also to support the thyroid gland. So one of the best herbal medicines, African wild mango seeds, to balance that blood glucose, but also for the leptin levels. Muscat and grape skins are great. White mulberry is also fantastic for balancing those insulin levels. Gymnema helps to suppress the appetite. And that often goes hand in hand with the leptin resistance. So that's really important. Ashwagandha is an adaptogenic herbal medicine. And this is fantastic because it helps with stress levels, but also helps to support the conversion of your active thyroid hormone. So I love ashwagandha for that reason. L-tyrosine, amino acid, really important for thyroid function and for scoli as well. Okay, so let's talk now. Tip number eight is making sure that you're actually supporting the thyroid with what it needs. So the thyroid is dependent on certain minerals and other things from the diet that maybe if you're not getting enough in a healthy diet, you may need to supplement. So things like iron. A lot of people are iron deficient. We need iron for that healthy function of the thyroid. Magnesium, which I talk a lot about always. I take a lot of magnesium just because I run at that magnesium deficiency because of all of my EMF exposure. And selenium is a really important one as well, an important mineral to run your thyroid gland. And that is something that you can get from eating Brazil nuts. So just a couple of Brazil nuts every day is going to give you that selenium that you need. And tip number nine for fixing that hypothyroidism is that mind-body connection. So when we think about the thyroid, we think about using our voice. Really, really important. If you swallow your emotions down, you don't express yourself with your voice, this is related to this chakra, the fifth chakra, and being able to have that proper energy flow in this area of the body, and that can shut down your thyroid. So I want you to express yourself. Don't overly express yourself, but express yourself in a healthy way, and that will go a long way with helping your thyroid. Okay, let's move on now to our bones and having strong bones. So I know a lot of you had questions about how do we remineralize the bones? So when we're talking about osteoporosis, bone loss, especially as we're aging, some of the symptoms of bone loss, of course, include weak bones, teeth, the teeth could be falling out. If you fracture easily, that could be related to that bone loss. And this ties back to actually leptin resistance as well, which we're going to get to in a second. So tip number one for remineralizing the bones is to exercise. We want to put stresses on the body, especially weight training is something that's really great in terms of maintaining our bone integrity and our bone mass. Tip number two is chew real food. So a lot of the softer foods, a lot of the processed foods are processed. We need to have some of those compressive forces actually by chewing crunchy, hard things, because that is going to help to strengthen the bones in the jaw, of course, in the teeth, and of course what the teeth are connected to. So that is really, really important. Tip number three is to follow Mother Nature's prescription. So that means natural sunlight exposure, grounding. So getting outside on the earth, really important with bare feet. At least if you can do this every morning, that's going to be one of the best things that you can do for your health, not only for your leptin signaling, but for getting strong bones and teeth as well. Now, tip number four is to avoid the halogens. So this is fluoride, this is chlorine, this is bromine. So this group on the periodic table will displace our iodine as well as our calcium, our magnesium. So you definitely want to make sure that you're avoiding these toxic ingredients that could be in, think about fluoride in your toothpaste, that's going to compromise your thyroid function as well, but also the calcification of your bones. Tip number five is to fix your leptin resistance. No surprise here if you've been watching my content for a while. And there's a link between osteocalcin. So when your leptin levels are high, meaning you have that leptin resistance, the brain isn't registering the fact that you've got that leptin, now osteocalcin is affected. And when we don't have our osteocalcin functioning optimally, it's not going to be able to encase that calcium and bring that calcium into the bones and the teeth. And this can be related, your osteocalcin is also related to your other hormones, your testosterone, your blood glucose levels. So osteocalcin is really, really important as it's related to leptin and to having strong bones. So I do have a video all about that. So you can definitely check that out on my YouTube channel. Tip number six to remineralize your bones is to eat more seafood. So again, getting in those important minerals, really, really important in terms of having strong bones and teeth. Number seven, having that mineral balance. So if you're not getting enough seafood, if you are not getting enough from your diet, then you may need to supplement with things like magnesium, vitamin K2, which is an MK7, is the preferred type to take ingested in a supplement form because it's naturally sourced. Calcium, of course, vitamin D, your sunlight exposure, really important for balancing all of those minerals for that healthy bone composition. Tip number eight, detox your heavy metals. So when you've got a lot of heavy metal toxicity, this is something that unfortunately is going to rob you of your minerals. And this is why it can actually demineralize your bones, because those minerals, things like calcium, will come out of the bones to help to buffer the blood with those heavy metals. So I love the blue-green algaes, things like chlorella, fantastic for detoxing heavy metals in the body. And tip number nine for strong bones and teeth is that mind-body connection. So you don't want to be too soft. I just want you to think about this for a second. You don't want to be too soft. If you think about people that are spineless, they don't stick up for themselves. They don't stand up for themselves. You've got to harden a little bit. And I'm not saying to go hard, you know, the other end of the spectrum and just be a rigid person. I'm just saying for those of you who have issues, maybe with depositing that calcium into the bones, you do have to stand up for yourself. And I hope that helps you, because I always like to bring in the mind-body connection, because often we focus on the diet and doing the supplements and all those things. But if we're not addressing, of course, some of these important mind-body connections, then none of the other stuff works properly. Okay, we're going to talk about hyperpigmentation. So I know a lot of you had questions about age spots, melasma. And I'm going to talk about some of the things that you probably haven't heard, and it probably goes completely against what you've heard about how to deal with these things. Thanks for watching. Hello, I want to see all of you. Oh my goodness, thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. So it's so fantastic to have you all here. I know that we are streaming, of course, on TikTok, hello, on Instagram, and on Facebook and on YouTube. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. I want to say hello to Mark. Thank you for tuning in. I know you've got questions, so please, Brownie Cat. Okay, yes, we're already commenting on where I'm going next with the beauty. Yes, love it, love it. Okay, BC Guy, hello, good morning, nice to see you, and thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. Eric, Erica, hello. I know you've got a ton of questions. So please, DP Sherry, hello. Jerry, nice to see you. Erica as well. Maria and Juliana, thank you for all tuning in. Now, I know that don't go anywhere, because after we close the show, after the quiz section, please stay on TikTok and Instagram for a few moments and I'll try to get to your questions, because I know there's a ton here. Okay, let's talk about age spots, hyperpigmentation. So one of the most common causes that nobody's talking about is your blue light toxicity. So blue light from artificial light in your environment, especially after the sun has set, it's not balanced with the other spectrums of natural sunlight. And that is something like infrared A light, UVA light. This is important that we find that balance. And what does that? Natural sunlight does that. And this is usually, so if you do get the age spots, the hyperpigmentation, the melasma, usually it's going to happen on the areas of the skin that have much less fat. So areas like the cheekbones and the forehead could be sort of your more susceptible spots. And we know that, of course, in pregnancy, when the hormones get out of whack, this is when you may experience more of those dark spots. But the good news is that there are things that you can do about it. Now, when natural sunlight hits something called histidine in the skin, which is an amino acid, the skin makes its own natural sunscreen, which is called urocanic acid. And it's a natural UV filter, which is really interesting. They actually put urocanic acid into some skincare products because it works like a natural sunscreen. But there's different types of urocanic acid, and its chemical structure, whether it's the trans or the cis form, makes a difference. And what changes that, trans is better, cis is not so good. What makes that change is the pH, and a more acidic pH is going to cause more of the cis urocanic acid, and this can lead to things like skin cancer, melasma, and hyperpigmentation. So what can we do to make sure that we have more of that trans urocanic acid? Well, tip number one for the hyperpigmentation, which is so counterintuitive, and you're going to be like, what is to get more natural sunlight? And why? Well, because sunlight actually makes things more alkaline and increases something called the easy water. Now, I'm not going to get into all of that right now, but that easy water is very important for how our cells work and how our mitochondria work and for the health of our skin cells. Okay, tip number two for hyperpigmentation is, of course, to reduce that blue light toxicity. So we know that that blue light is going to make things more acidic pH and then creating more reactive oxygen species or ROSs, and that's going to cause the aging process. So that blue light is aging you faster than the sun is, as well as, which is something that I've talked about in other videos, but is also going to increase that pigmentation in the wrong places where you don't want it. Okay, so if you're just tuning in today, we will be talking lung poultices in just a second, as well as detoxification for smokers. I'm going to go into some tips for forehead wrinkles, which you haven't seen before, which you're going to love. And if we have time, we're going to get to back pain as well. Okay. As I have a little sip of water. So thank you for everybody who tuned in today. It's so great to have you all here, and I appreciate all those comments and the questions that are coming in. This is fantastic. Okay, let's now talk about the lungs. So getting into a cold winter now here in Canada, I don't know where everybody's streaming in from. Please put it in the comments and I can check that out. This is important to know that you can do natural things for the lungs, and doing a lung poultice is something that maybe you've not tried before. Great for bronchitis, great for COPD. If you're prone to coughs and colds, this is fantastic. And this actually dates back to the Greek physician Hippocrates, who used mustard packs to treat lung problems in ancient Greece. Now, what it does, and my formulation, and it's not my formulation, but we take this, of course, from the ancients, is using mustard seeds. And this increases circulation and actually warms up muscles, warms up the tissue. That you can use this on sore joints as well. And they contain a special ingredient called synergrin. And that is what gives mustard its spicy flavor. But when you mix it with water, the synergrin breaks down and causes and creates allyl isothiocyanate. And that helps to heat up tissues. In the research, it's really interesting. So a study done in 2016, and this was a review of studies that showed that the synergrin has anti-cancer effects, it's antibacterial, it's antifungal, as well as a potent antioxidant. So it also has very important anti-inflammatory effects and is great for those healing properties. So when we talk about making sure that we are having, you know, that effect, they actually use it in the farming industry as well, because in farming they use it as in, it's called biofumigation. And biofumigation is something that is fantastic for getting rid of the pests when we're talking about the natural organic farming, so that, you know, they don't have to use pesticides and things. So they use the mustard seed because of the synergrin. Okay, so we're going to, well, actually, I don't need this yet. We're going to mix up the lung poultice. So all you need is some flour, and you're using equal parts. So I have about 3 tablespoons. I'm going to make a huge lung poultice today. So 3 tablespoons of flour, any type of flour is fine, as well as dry mustard powder and some water. And that's all you need. Now, remember, this gets hot and it can stain. So that's why I have my gloves. But also, you're going to need a couple pieces of fabric. So this is, you know, just 2 squares of fabric. This is an old baby blanket. It made me sad to cut it up. My babies are all grown now. But yes, so that's what you're going to need. So a couple pieces of fabric, ideally unbleached. There's no, you know, toxic chemicals in here from your laundry or fabric softener and all those things. Because remember, you're putting it on your skin, and anything you put on your skin, you are absorbing into your bloodstream. Okay, now all we're going to do is mix into my bowl. So I'm just going to use all of it, because we're making a huge whopping batch of this. So my flour, my mustard seed powder, and some water. And the ideal consistency is to make a paste. So I'm just going to add a little bit at a time and make it so that it has a pasty sort of consistency. And I don't want to add too much water, and incorporate that all in so that I can put it then on my cloth. Oh, I need a little bit more water. And I'm going to spread that onto my cloth, and then you apply this for the lungs onto the chest. Now, you can also do this in terms of using that mustard poultice. There, that's a perfect consistency. I'm just going to make it nice and smooth, get all that incorporated. You can also, oh, okay, can the camera see that? So see how it's kind of pasty? And put in the comments if anybody's ever done the mustard poultice. I'm really curious if any of you have tried this before. This is great. I've used this, you know, for chronic lung infections. Fantastic. It really does get very hot, though. So that's why you have to be a little bit careful with it. And I'm going to put on my gloves. And then basically what you're doing is applying it to the cloth. And you need two layers of your cloth. And you put that on the chest and you just lie down, relax, maximum 15 minutes. Okay, so it will get quite hot, maximum 15 minutes. And then of course you wipe it away. Ideally, I would have a hot shower of that after that and then go to bed because you've increased that circulation now and the body is in going into that healing mode. Okay, so there we go. I'm just gonna put this all over. And then I know it looks very goopy right now. And of course, if you do your nails, ladies, or guys, I guess, if you do your nails, you don't want to get this on because the mustard can actually stain. Anybody who knows when you've been having something with mustard and it gets on a nice white t-shirt, you know how that messes things up. Okay, so then I'm going to work this a little bit and I can already feel the heat from this and I haven't even applied it to my skin. But there you go. So I would kind of mush this all around, make it nice and flat. And you're applying that mustard, so not like this, you're applying it now directly to the skin as your mustard plaster on your chest. Don't get this in your eyes. Again, if you have a cut or a wound, you can't use this on open skin because it will burn, burn, burn. And you apply that to the chest. So this part is going directly on the skin. And then you're going to cover it with your second piece of cloth. Ideally, lying down, relaxing. You're going to cover that with the second piece, lying down, relaxing, and then remove it carefully. You may need help with doing this, especially if you're not feeling well. You may need a little nurse nearby, a loved one in your family. Make sure that they're wearing gloves and don't get this in their eyes. Okay, so there you go. And that is it. And I want to hear how this works for everyone, especially going into, like I said, into the cold winter months, that this is going to be fantastic for you. Again, completely natural and it's fantastic. Okay, I want to share our viewer spotlight. So this is something that we do every week and we like to call you out as well. And this is from Lisa Boren Shea. And this was a comment on TikTok that got a lot of, you know, love even on TikTok from other followers and viewers. And she said, I love you. And this was a video about tinnitus, so ringing in the ears. And it was a little technique that I showed. If you haven't seen that video yet on my TikTok, please check it out. And she said, this has been my life for months. I did it, so the little technique, and I am in shock that it made it 90% better. I'm crying. So grateful. So thank you, Lisa, for your comment. And keep the positive comments coming in. I love to see all of that great feedback that you share with me on all of my posts. And it's so great to be able to interact with all of you. So if you're just tuning in, we will continue to talk about lung health and how to detoxify specifically for smokers. And then we have a little beauty technique coming up using the K-tape for those forehead wrinkles. Okay, so when we talk about smokers, it's something that doing a full body detox at least a few times a year is going to be a really great step ahead of staying ahead of that toxicity. And one of my favorite herbal medicines, along with some others that you take in combination, helps to actually detoxify the lungs, and that is burdock. So it's called Arctium lapa, and it does have a very specific ingredient within it, a phytonutrient called arctogenin, and it protects against acute damage that's been done to the lungs. Now, in this study done on mice, that arctogenin from the burdock had an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant effect on that acute lung injury. So that is so important to know that, yes, there are herbal medicines that we can use to really help with our lungs and lung tissue. So again, doing that full body detox, when you do a full body detox and you take those herbal medicines, you may notice that you cough a little bit more, and that's because those toxins are coming out. So that's a good thing. Okay, let's talk about forehead wrinkles now. So as I move my little, my fringe, my bangs out of the way, I don't know. Do you call it fringe or bangs? I call it bangs. Apparently now the new term is fringe. But let's move it out of the way and let's talk about forehead wrinkles. So one of the things about forehead wrinkles is if you have a very expressive face like I do, that of course every time you know you look surprised or shocked or interested in something, you're going to be using these muscles, thank you, in the top part of course your forehead. And but this is connected of course to the rest of your scalp. So this big muscle goes right back and attaches to the occiput at the back of your neck. And so what you want to do is you want to loosen. So if you tend to be that, you know, person who's very expressive, you get stressed out, maybe you're prone to headaches, you want to loosen all of that muscle around the scalp. Sorry. Okay, there we go. So there we go. And here we go. Is that better? Yay. Okay, so loosening all of that scalp is very important. Okay, so that, and you want to get right into, because believe it or not, if you're very tight back here and you get a lot of headaches and tension headaches, that is actually making the forehead wrinkles worse. So you always, whatever, when I watch TV or I'm, you know, watching whatever, I do my best, if my hands are free, to be able to just get in there and loosen all of that musculature. It's going to go a long way for the forehead wrinkles. Now, the other thing that you can do is to use the K-tape, and I'm going to get to that in just a second, but another exercise that you can do, it's kind of like a massage technique, is let's say that I have a wrinkle here. Well, I do have a few. There we go. So basically, you're going to stretch out your skin a little bit, and then all you do, so you're stretching this way. Can everybody see that? Stretch your skin this way to sort of iron out if you do have a wrinkle. And then you use your other finger to iron it out. And often if you do have some of that tension and in your facial muscles, then you're going to feel that. So I want you to try that. It's amazing because the more that you do this, you actually can see some of these things getting much better in terms of those forehead lines. And using the K-tape. So this is for, and this is called face taping. I've got a bunch of videos, so check it out on my YouTube channel. And all you're going to do, it's very simple. So the K-tape is something that you buy in rolls. I just purchased it online. They also sell it in the pharmacy stores. And you're going to cut it. And thank you for all those likes coming in. I see all those hearts floating up. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. As we are taping our face, if you're just tuning in, this is Health Matters. We do this every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Hello on YouTube to Joanne D. Nice to see you. It's so great to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. So all you do is take your tape, and it has a backing on it. It's being very stubborn today. So all you do, and the tape, you're going to cut along the long side, and it has some give to it. And if you screwed up the first few times, it's okay. But you want to cut it so that it has a bit of that give, so you can actually have a lifting effect. So again, I'm going to move my wrinkles. There we go. And all you're doing is affixing at the higher end. You're going to stretch the skin up a little bit, and then you can pull in whichever direction you need to. The other thing you can actually do, if the lines, of course, are going this way, depending on how you sleep as well, you may have lines going in different directions. So basically, you're taping the line. But you like to stretch the skin first so that the skin is actually flat underneath the tape, and then you just tape right on the lines. And you do this at bedtime. And just go to sleep, And there you go. You can do this during the day as well. It doesn't matter to me as long as you're comfortable with it. It's all good. Okay, let's go to quiz time. I think we are good. We'll talk about back pain next week. Sorry, I've had so much information today that we shared. And I want to get to the quiz time because I don't want to miss out. So remember, we are playing and we do this every week. So if you're just tuning in, it's quiz time. This week we're playing for the thyroid support. And this is from our great sponsors at VitaTree. Okay. Are we ready? Sorry. Okay. So, and remember last week's winner was Liz Q. Liz Q, congratulations to Liz Q, who won last week on Instagram. And of course, it doesn't matter which format you are streaming in on. Everybody can participate. All you have to do is put your answers into the comment section and you will be put into a big vat of people. I don't know. That's the way that I picture it. A big vat of people that, you know, it's randomly selects your name. Okay. Are we ready to go? Question number one. And you had to pay attention to today's episode. So that's why, you know, if you used to watch this part of the show, I used to take it from previous weeks, but today's quiz questions are from today's episode. Okay, question number one, name a herbal medicine that helps to detox the lungs. Something specifically that I mentioned today, a herbal medicine that helps to detox the lungs. Okay, who's been paying attention? And I like to see who's first because I can usually see TikTok very quickly. Hello. Yes. Oh, C. Loney. Nice to see you. Good job. Sabrina. Yes. Good tip. That's a good product as well. So I think C. Loney was first. Momager 368. Nice to have you. Good job, Deborah. Nice try. Little Mama. Good try. EO Catalia, thank you for tuning in. Good try. User, yes. Donsal, yes. Good job, Juliana. Nice answers, everybody. Julie, Talita, good try. Oh, it's Tell the Truth, number one. I like that. That's a good one. Mark, good try. Deborah, nice try. Enchanted, VART, yes. Very, very good. Anybody else? And anybody else? A herbal medicine that helps to detoxify the lungs. If you're just tuning in right now, we're in quiz section of the show and we are answering questions. Please put your comments in. Just do your best. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Just do your best. Diva Organic has it on Instagram. Good job. Yay. Who? Kimmy? Kimmy, good job. Liz Q, good job. Anybody else? Yeah, a lot of people are saying, can you keep talking? Yeah. Yeah, I have to turn you way up. There we go. Who? Kay? Hazy Mommy, good job. And Nadia as well, good job. Okay, so the one that I was looking for, the herbal medicine that helps to detox the lungs, burdock. Burdock, yes. And remember, I showed a study with mice. So if you missed today's episode, you can go back and watch it on as amongst other herbal medicines. I know a lot of you are talking about the mustard seeds, but yes, that is true as well. But I was looking for burdock to ingest. Okay, question number two. Okay, is everybody ready? Got to be quick on this one. True or false? Fluoride is a healthy way to remineralize your bones and teeth. Fluoride is a healthy way to remineralize your bones and teeth. Let's see. Oh, Julie, very quick. Little Mama, very quick. I have a lot of people. See Loni, Deborah, Juliana, Val, Canadian, Lisbeth, Steve. Very good. Eco, Dana. I'm impressed, everyone. So, Brenda, user, Nilu, Samantha, thank you for tuning in. Han, Momager, is it Momager? Like Mom the Manager? I think that's what it is. That's awesome. If that's what it is, even if it's not, that's a great handle name. Your grace is sufficient. That's a good handle name as well. This is great. A lot of new people here. Hello. Nice to have you, Carla. Yes, Mona, good job. User Joy, yes. Joy, yes, with the exclamation marks. I like that answer. Hamza, Jack, yes. Okay, good. Hamza, I'm glad that you, and Jack, I'm glad that you like the show. Good job, good job. Yes, yes, yes. Philip as well, good job. Okay, I think I didn't see any wrong answers. I'm very impressed, everyone. Nadia has it on Instagram as well. Kimmy as well on Instagram. Good job. Thank you for all the new follows. I see that happening and all the likes coming in. And thanks for sharing today's live as well. I know a few of you shared today's live, so that was awesome. Virginia as well on Instagram. Good job. Althea. Good job, everyone. Yes, the hello in Mauritius, user 890. Thank you for tuning in. The answer was false. Fluoride is not a healthy way to remineralize your bones and teeth. If anybody tells you otherwise, then you need to educate them. Just saying. And often it's someone in the dental profession. Sorry, I had to say it. Okay, and question, and our final question for today. Question number three, name a mineral essential for proper thyroid function. If you can give me multiple answers, this is great as well. A mineral essential for proper thyroid function. I mentioned a few. Selenium is very quick today. Good job on TikTok. Oh my goodness. Anybody else? Pandame, nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in. You got into the last question. Anybody else? Julie, good job. Canadian, good job. American Bioman, hello, nice to see you. Thank you for tuning in. And good answer, Dana, yes. At Saul, yes. Mona, yes. Virginia, yes, on Instagram. Pink Rocks, nice. Kimmy as well. Deborah, yes. Little Mama, yes. Oh my goodness, so many answers now. I can't keep up. Nadia got them all. Good job, Nadia. That's what I like to see. That's a good student right there. Anybody else? Brenda, yes. Yes. User Diva Organic, good job. User 139, Juliana. Anybody else? Mark, good job. I can't keep up. Oh my goodness. Mona. Haresh has two. Doncel has three answers. Talita, good. Nice, nice, nice. Anybody else? Those were the herbal medicines, Talita, that we were talking about. Or, sorry, Tell the Truth, was that? Sorry, I keep calling you Talita. I don't know why. Tell the Truth. Diane as well. Joy has multiple answers. Nice. Katrina, good job. And John from UK. Hello, nice to see you. Siloni, yes. Good job, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Anybody else have their answers? Oh, yes. Okay, YouTube, a lot of good answers here. So Hamza, good. Philip, nice. Jack, good job as well. Okay, so some minerals essential for proper thyroid function. Did everybody get their answers in? That was the last question for today. I hope so. Deborah, yes, good job. So iodine, magnesium, iron, selenium, very important. Manganese, there's a bunch of others, and some of you mentioned some of the others as well. So good job, everyone. That was fantastic. So today we talked about hypothyroidism again and my natural tips. So if you're just tuning in now, please go back on YouTube and you can watch it, of course, and all of my protocols as well. I posted the tips on TikTok and on Instagram as well. My tips for low thyroid function. I talked about remineralizing bones. We talked about hyperpigmentation, probably what you haven't heard in terms of sun exposure. So make sure that you do those things appropriately in terms of getting outside, and how to make that lung poultice. We also talked about smokers and detoxifying the lungs, and we did a few techniques for those forehead wrinkles, as well as that face taping, which was fantastic. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone, and we'll see you next week.